Paul sick.
Yeah, Paul won't be here tonight.
All set.
Okay, thanks, Mark. So we'll call this meeting of our subcommittee to order 6:08 p.m. I pledge allegiance.
No flag in here.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Next time I need a dollar from here, scroll.
Okay.
Huh?
Those little ones that go on the table.
Well, they even have the size ones, you know. I mean, every room in a public building should.
So roll call, Al's here, Dave's here, Bill's here, Paul Denise is excused. Communications. The only communication I had was the revised checklist came from Lisa. She revised it for us.
Okay.
Right?
For the
based on, yeah. And so it's in the packet for tonight to talk about at tonight's meeting.
Okay. Do we have a copy of that here?
She had emailed copies. There should be copies in the packets. Whatever the packets are, there should be a copy here.
Is that the one she just wanted to reword, like one sentence?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah. So the checklist should be in.
Yeah, this is all should go off.
Now maybe the application and the applications and the checklist is all in the same packet, perhaps.
Well,
maybe it's
hold on. Here's site plan application checklist. Oh, I got you.
So she might have put everything all together in one. Or
this is
yeah, it looks like the first one is probably
okay.
Checklist. It's got fancy. So we'll go over it on it.
Yeah.
And this is the
Then she made
site plan approval.
Right. So she made copies of the documents that I sent her.
Okay. Well,
and so the idea. Well, so what I'm suggesting is, let's. We never got any comments back from anybody. At least I never. I
no. Didn't. Albert had a comment.
Well, I mean,
So what I would like to suggest is we, with these documents, is we get them distributed to everybody we want to comment on them, collect all those comments, and then figure out a way to have Lisa become the owner of the document and put all this, because she's going to have to maintain it in the, or someone like her is going to have to maintain it in the office in the future.
We distribute drafts to the members last month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not paper. We send them out an email.
Okay.
So now they're getting paper.
But this, I mean, if the zoning enforcement officer didn't comment, he must have seen it.
Yes.
And he's the guy that's got to use
hopes. Yes.
You know, so him and Lisa are happy with it, as far as I'm concerned.
I am too. That's how I look at it as well.
You know, they're the guys that got to use.
So that's on the agenda for tonight to discuss with the larger committee.
See if there was any changes.
And the thing I would emphasize with the committee, the rest of the commission, is that document is not a formal document, right? That's for the use of. It doesn't even have to be filled out. It's a guide for an applicant and the CEO to sit and have something to talk about.
The pre-application.
The pre-application. Absolutely. That's what this is for.
Yeah.
You guys should never even see this, right?
Right.
You wouldn't see this. You would, but yeah. You're really interested in this,
yeah,
not this.
But, you know, you do.
Yeah. To tell you,
you might.
Been around long enough, Bill. I want to see everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
To tell you the truth, if it was me and I was an applicant, I would just have to do 1 through 4. You know, the main thing is, you know, just what the heck, but you know, this is what these guys said.
Again, this is for the benefit of a zoning enforcement officer.
Yeah.
To know what direction that he's going to send these people. You know, we didn't put on a pre-application. Just noticing it now. is what zone the property is.
Well, I mean,
I think that's going to come out naturally, though, right? And that's the other part. When I thought about this checklist, it was, to me, it looked pretty elegant, because once you start having a conversation about one of the subjects on there, it leads into all the rest. So is it, so I don't know that you have to have everything. I think you have to have that.
No,
and I think Kevin was focusing on what's important, right? That he wants to drill into.
Yeah. Me personally, I would.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. We got candy.
I'm gonna keep you weak.
Me personally, I would have had a lot easier, but you know, that's what Kevin's suggestions were. So I said, you know, it's his.
He's got to enforce it. There's no question about it. It's, you know, anything that we could have on here that makes his job easier to me is okay.
So let me get to the public portion. Is there anyone from the public wishes to speak? I don't see anybody else on here, but I'll ask one more time. Anybody from the public wishes to speak? Yeah, Mark's on, but he's silent. So not seeing anyone logged in and no one else in the room with us here, I'm going to close the public portion. We had minutes from our September meeting. Yeah. So any motion to for approval of the minutes?
So
second. Any discussion?
Can't talk.
No.
So all in favor? We'll approve. Right. Okay. So we approve minutes. The checklist we were just talking about. Again, Gino agreed to present it, you know, to have it presented, you know, you guys would present it tonight to the commission. Again, I think this is informational to them more than anything, right? The ownership of the checklist to me belongs to the zoning enforcement officer and with input certainly from you folks.
It sets the ground rules for how a site plan is going to be prepared. Because I was just mentioned to Al before he came in, this special exception dash site plan that we got for Roosevelt Drive, it's atrocious. You can't make heads or tails on where anything is, what anything is, and you know, then they expect you to make a decision on
it. Yeah, well, we just accepted last month. I believe we made suggestions, but Ryan made suggestions and it looks like they ignored half his suggestions.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll just have to go into that and say, well, we got Ryan's letter. You kind of
don't. Well, I'm going to add all those comments too.
Yeah, I'm going to just say, you know, you're going to have to address these things before we're going to.
Because they're in the regulations. It's not like we're playing hardball with people. These are things that are in the regulations, and you can't make an intelligent decision on an application unless they give you that information.
And unfortunately, Ryan's not going to be here.
I talked to him 3 times today. It's bad.
That's right.
Why would he do that?
That's when we get the next month's bill and we see 10 hours and we have Dave on it.
No, believe me.
Dave K. Support. Yeah, okay, yeah, be a line item just for him alone. Yeah. So it'd be like he's an applicant. They send the bill to him. Yeah. No, I wouldn't mean that.
He sends the same bill in no matter who he talks to or how much time it is. So he's between 1800 and 2800.
Okay, so talking about the site plan and special exception applications. So there's copies tonight to be distributed to the commission. I think the goal of our subcommittee wants to be now to get all the comments, even if it's even from us, all the comments required, get them in. And then the second thing is to somehow empower Lisa or whoever, somebody in City Hall, to become the person who changes the document and owns the original version of it, right?
What do you mean by change?
Well, any of the comments or suggestions that are being made on this this.
Well, no, these are things that have to be submitted. Okay.
No. I'm talking about the new ones, the revised ones. So if there's a suggestion you want to change something on them.
Oh, I see. If somebody has a comment to change it
and implement it. So I think it wants to be implemented through the office.
She'll collect those comments.
She collects the comments. She puts them in, and then she sends them back to you guys to have you approve them or And if you want to change it again, it goes back to her.
I think if she comes back to the committee.
Yeah, what got me was there were revisions on that, what you sent.
And somehow, so the revision control is not there, but the revision, so that's why you got to put the revision control with a person.
Does this copy reflect the revisions, Al? Copies that are in that pile?
Probably not.
Well, then,
this was how the application stood, I think, at our last meeting.
Okay. And
from our last meeting, there were revisions.
What were the revisions?
Do we have the...
I have the ones from last month. Yeah.
But what I'm suggesting is now is the time to collect all of those comments.
No, I know that, right? Al's bringing up an important point. If there was a revision made that we're not aware of,
and then it got
to the commission
committee before we even discussed it.
Well, this is this is the new one, or this is the revised one or the original? Because I got both.
This is
the
new one. This is the revision.
And that's for site plan or special exception?
That's for they both changed.
Really? Yeah, that shouldn't happen.
That's the site.
I have the site plan. I need
this is the revision.
Hold on, I got both of these out.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Be careful because you don't want to mix. Yeah.
I pulled out the
where
this special is, exception. This is the new one,
and this is the new
segment.
Special exception.
That's the new one, and this is the new one.
Why would that two all the same?
Huh? Were you aware of the new revisions, Bill?
I thought I had the most current copy, and I think that's part of the, I really feel I'm part of the problem, and somehow I lost control of things. And so one of the problems is, I'm working off this. So that's why I'm saying, I think it's time to take a version of it, even if it's not the perfect version. And then if you got markups, mark it up. You got markups, mark it up. Anybody else has markups, they mark it up. Submit them to Lisa, and Lisa will retain the master copy that gets edited. Right? She's an administrative person, so she knows she can handle that. Right?
Yeah, but I mean, she can't be making decisions on revisions without consulting with us.
Oh, then set it up any way you want. Right?
No, I mean, she's not authorized to do that.
But you can set that up the world I worked in, we would send all the revisions to somebody and they would do it in Word.
Compile them.
And then have them in there and they'd be ballooned, right? And then you decide whether you want them or not.
Oh yeah.
No, that's what I'm thinking
of doing. So we do it at the building department.
But she would do the incorporation for it. So she would have control of the document.
That's
right?
Fine.
She's not doing any words you don't want, but she's controlling the document.
Okay.
And that would be better than giving it to I think it belongs with her now, right?
Okay, yeah, because I had just given Gina what the thing stood at last month's meeting. After we had our meeting, I gave them those, and then these came out, and now they're to the board again with the changes in them. Yeah, so that's why I'm saying.
Who my question is, Albert.
It doesn't matter.
Who made the changes?
It doesn't really
matter. No, it doesn't. Because we're the committee that is authorized to compile this.
So any documents I sent out, the changes were made by one of us four.
Well,
no one else made no one made changes.
Okay. You know, we spent way too much time.
So let's talk about the changes and then we reach consensus between us.
You know, okay,
where we stand.
Okay,
so one of the things I noticed on the latest document.
What's on the site plan or the
special exception? We'll start with the for the site plan.
Okay.
Was on my original one, we have this nice heading above it, right? The site 30 plan zoning. But then when I did my proposal, that doesn't carry through to the other attachments. All it has is this.
And, so what am I looking at?
You're looking at the one that somebody put the revisions. I don't know why the revisions came.
Well, what, that's yours.
This is mine. Yeah, and that's.
Oh, I see.
So the reason I was proposing it this way is because this is the document is basically used for at least three different zoning applications. It's used for
site plan.
It's exception. Used for subdivision.
No, it's not used.
Yeah, it is. Site plan always has is in there.
You're right. You are right. Yes. You
know, and same with the statement of use. Everything you have to have, all these documents are the same for all these different
applications. The statement of use for a site plan and a special exception are almost the same. Site plan has special exception also has some additional language.
That's on the back of the document.
Yes.
Okay. That's on.
Was that changed?
Yeah.
They changed that too?
Yeah.
So that's I changed it.
You did? Oh, I took it. You're the culprit.
I took everything and tried to combine it into a Word document. Right. That's what I did. Because we had a bunch of separate pages. And so I put it all in one Word document so that now it could be edited, marked up, ballooned.
I mean, some of that.
I structure things to make it fit. All right. So there's mistakes made.
So I just want to explain that's why I did that kind of heading for
on the application.
For all the attachments is because they're going to be used for different type of application.
Well, what I would submit to you, and I'm not trying to be argumentative, is that now you have two, that before you had a multi-use document. Now you got two separate documents. So you have a site plan document and you got a special exception document.
Yeah.
And so if the site plan doesn't need that paragraph, then you don't need it. But you can do whatever you want with it, right? I don't live in Derby anymore, so it doesn't matter.
I'm thinking that once days, this town's actually going to have to come into the century and put this stuff online.
I think the applications are on.
No, they're not. No.
They're not?
You can't get it. You can't even get a PDF of them.
So, you know, I'm looking for the viewers form. So if they're multi-use and whole mess of documents, you just click that.
But right now they're not multi-use. Right now they're split into two separate documents. Mm-hmm. So that's why I did what I did. Because the site plan has slight differences between special exception. So I made edits based on that. They may be incorrect and they could be undone just as easy, right? If you want it back in there, it could be back in there. You just have to tell Lisa to put it in there.
No, I mean, if they're not substantive changes.
I did see that I didn't do because I didn't know really what the information was. Is adding the contact information on the zoning application process. Because I only put the one, I said, who else are they going to contact? And put in two contacts and phone numbers, which was, I guess, started and never finished that process. So that's definitely a good thing.
That's why I'm suggesting mark this up. And so the important thing, right? The goal is to get this so that you can finish it.
Yes. And the goal is, but the thing, the goal for the subcommittee is you do it in the subcommittee and then you submit it to the,
right,
board. Yeah. So.
And that's what we're trying to do tonight. Right. Submit it to the board. And then make whatever changes need to be made. And I actually think they're going to be minor kind of changes in my mind. Right. You got to add something in the paragraph you already have, or take something out.
Yeah, and like
and then who knows what, we haven't got any input from Kevin at all. Yeah, no input from Brian. Brian did. Legal.
That's legal. Ryan.
Ryan. So
oh, Ryan. Yeah.
But like, you got to get
Ryan weeping out.
And he got a copy last month too.
Yeah. But that's why I asked Gino to put on the agenda, because now you can it's formal, right? So it's been submitted. So by hook or by crook, you got action. Yeah. And here's the other part about it that I have a letter talk about how we bring this subcommittee to a close, because I have to be honest with you. In January and February, I'm going to be out of state.
Oh, that's all right.
So I'm not going to be around. And so my goal is to try and retire completely. Mm-hmm. No, in December.
You're instrumental to this.
Well,
we got a little bit more work to do. We got to do the subdivision regulations. That's a monumental task. And we're going to need a consultant. We're going to need a consultant. I mean, we cannot do that alone. There's too many legal ramifications for subdivisions to try to just have volunteers do it. But that's okay. You know, there's okay. qualified people around, but, yeah. you know, Joe's got to realize he's going to have to devote some bucks to that.
Okay. And then on changes for the site plan, you know, you guys chopped off these others. And I'm thinking when we have applications within wetlands.
They have to
get referrals from the state. So that's why I left three others in case we have special agencies that
To be honest with you, I was trying to fit it all on a page.
Well, it fits on a page. That's why I didn't have a header.
Okay.
Is that under other?
On supporting referral agency, caption 6.
Clear period.
Because there are all these odd agencies.
This is a page that Kevin's going to be instrumental on. Because in some cases, these things would be NA. Hey, Paul, you did make it.
Hey.
Some cases, they're going to be NA. You know,
A lot of them will be NA. But, you know, what I want to try to eliminate is when we go in the meeting and then... that information is there, and then when somebody on the board said, "Well, where's the letter from this guy?" And if he's got a check off, you don't need it.
And then well, that's right, and that's what Kevin's all about.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
This whole application, Paul will agree, is created for communication between the applicant and the zoning enforcement office,
and it's also made for transparency.
Oh yeah.
So anybody that's interested in the application can just pull it up. It's all there. Yes, they followed the rules.
When they submit this application to us, we're going to have a chance to review it.
Right.
Okay. And hopefully before the meeting.
Right.
Because that's the other thing.
Too much is
last minute.
We have to ask,
even today.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Did they submit this? Oh yeah,
conversations with Brian today.
So what I would suggest at tonight's meeting, when this topic comes up, so everybody on the commission should have a copy of these two documents plus the checklist.
Mm-hmm.
So the assignment that you want to be given. This is their chance to make comments. Not tonight.
No, for next month.
Next month, come back with comments to the document.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two is to get Lisa or someone, an administrator, who owns the document now. They have the electronic copy. They maintain revision control. They're doing all the changes and implementing them. And this way, the copies that come out now don't come, are coming right from that person, right? Who's the owner of, well, I call the owner of the doc, but the person who retains the document for you guys.
Who collects.
And collects it, right? And makes all those changes for you. And so if you want to change, you're back, you're feeding it back to them, not through a whole bunch of other people, right?
Right.
And then you'll have something that you can act on. And if you want to change it again, you go back through,
you know, that person. I know you keep mentioning Lisa. Lisa's technically not the secretary for planning.
I realize that, but I don't know who else to say.
You got to say Kevin White, because he's the CEO.
All right. But
if he wants to assign somebody.
Well, Kevin has such limited hours.
Oh, I know.
How are you going?
But so does Lisa. She's part-time.
She's only got 25 hours a week, too. And I understand this.
Just give it to Gina.
Oh, no.
Why not?
That's not the chairman's role. No.
Well, the chairman can't do it, but no. I think the chairman. I think the chairman's
chairman runs the meeting.
He runs the meeting, and then he's going to make sure that this is something that gets it becomes part of the public record. It's that here's an action that needs to be taken, and if at least Lisa can't do it, who are they going to find to do it?
Then they got to find the mayor's got to find
someone. Right, the mayor, you know, goes up the chain of command.
Gotta be official.
Yeah, you want you do want to make sure that the documents get recognized,
brought in. Timelines involved in it.
Right.
There's notification requirements in this. You can't just.
So you got to bring it up at the meeting and make
somebody's got to be responsible.
So there's an action that comes out of it for the commission members and legal, and then an action for whether it's Gino or he has somebody do it for him.
It cannot be the chairman.
No, not to do that, but he's got to take the message back to the mayor. Says we need.
Oh, that we.
He's. I think he. So that message has to get back somehow. Yeah. I'm saying the chairman does it, but the chairman does it with the full commission behind him. The commission says we need this. You need to support us.
You
want to
get into the big league with this stuff.
Whether it's somebody from SLS does it too. Right? You can send the document. I'm throwing it out there, right? But I don't think it's the right thing to do. But
there's too much.
I get it. And then the timeline discussion. One thing I want to point out, you made a powerful statement when you talked about the timeline.
Yeah.
And you said there was a policy when you used to do this.
Yes.
And the policy was the timing had to be right. And so that's why, and then when I heard they were going to just put a statement on an application, I was a little disappointed because that's not a policy. A policy is something that's in your regulations that says this is the way you're going to do this. And policy is a real powerful word.
Oh, you know that.
Because if the policy is written, then it doesn't matter whether Dave's there or somebody or Tip, who's there, the policy needs to be followed.
No.
And then the other point that you were making, and it seemed to go over everybody's head, is that the policy dealt with, now you're in the 65-day window, and it's everybody's obligation, not just the commission, to get it through the 65-day window. That includes the applicant. The applicant has to work with you to get it done. And if he's got a 7-day more, if there's a 7-day requirement that he submits stuff to give you enough time to review it, it's his obligation to do that because he's... And so you're working in the 65-day timeline. And it's everybody's work in there, not just the commission.
No, Bill, believe me, I'm a big believer in this. So,
but you hit the nail right on the head, and then because
Brian Lima was like, no, I don't know if you can do that. There was pushback.
Brian did not want it.
No.
And neither did Ryan. They said
not conformance.
So do you want to know why they don't want it?
They say it's not in conformance.
No, that is not why they don't want it.
Why?
Because it's a limitation. Lawyers don't want limitations, and neither does Ryan for that matter.
Well,
because the limitation required, he would be obliged to respond to it too. He couldn't send you the night before a letter saying, here's all the things that's wrong with an application. He's got to give you 7 days too. And so that's the reason why those two guys, and so does Brian. Brian can't weigh in on the, so unless you guys decide, and there was verbiage in some of the saying that you could decide as a group that
be suicidal to go against the corporation council.
Bill, ever since you been on board and before, all the commission members have been complaining that we're not getting stuff on time. And then the last two meetings, what did we get? We got revisions for the hair salon thing.
Oh, everything gets
good. Same day. Yeah, same tonight, thing. We got revisions for the thing today. It's like, you're not listening. They're not
so listening. They're,
because it's not a policy.
Kind of their response, it's not a rule. Bill, was, well, you always have the ability
65 days.
To reject. No, reject the application, okay, and make them reapply, okay, because you haven't had enough. That's extreme. You know, you don't really want to do that to people, but how do you get an application in a reasonable amount of time so that you can look at it prior to the meeting? And the other thing is, too, that's got to go out as a notice to either adjoining property owners or property owners within 150 feet. So that puts a lot of strain on Lisa to make, because she's the one that collects the
cars. That's why Mark asked for it.
Huh?
It does Mark put a strain on Mark's, because Mark is involved in that, whether he indirectly or directly.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why he asked for it, because he sees the turmoil it causes.
Right.
And so, look, I respect lawyers, but I dealt with many lawyers in my career.
Well,
they have their own mindset, what they're trying to accomplish, right? Well, and you listen to them, but lawyers advise. You notice that. They advise. They don't decide.
You're right.
They advise.
Yeah.
And so that's how you gotta look at them and say, I ain't buying your advice, pal. I mean, it doesn't have to be that blunt, but I went to the mat with lawyers before on contracts and DFARs and government and international and all the rest. And if it's logical, it makes sense, then the lawyer's got to figure out a way to help you.
Yeah.
Make it legitimate,
make it legal,
make it logical, make sense. And this is a logical, sensical thing to do. It could be managed.
We're lucky to have Paul here because he could tell us how Orange handled this situation.
Well, the biggest difference between Derby and Orange is the staffing.
Yes, you're right.
And that's it. You know, and when I represented the commission, it comes in at this date or we're not going forward that night. There are times where you have to go forward. Maybe that 65 days is to a termination. But, you know, you told the applicant right off the bat, if you're coming in late, it's not going to get on this agenda.
And what was the justification for that?
Again, my commission wanted to have that material.
No, but did you have it as a policy?
That was a policy.
Okay, was it written into your regulation?
It was not written into the regulations, but
it's a policy in the road, too.
So...
the policy among road too.
You know, I see one of the biggest problems here is staffing. This is doing a lot, probably beyond what she should be doing.
She is.
You know, maybe Kevin's hours have to be extended.
Oh yeah.
So, you know,
the volume of work he has to handle to do it 10 hours a week, their city's getting a bargain, right? They're getting a bargain here. He should be here at least double that, maybe at least 3 days a week,
and
I think.
Doing in the wetlands too, because it's a little issue in my neighborhood.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff I saw.
Yeah, but you're right about the staff. And there's no management. So you could get away with not having a written policy if you had a boss. If there was a belly button that was the manager in charge, right? Lisa can't enforce. Lisa shouldn't be asked to enforce anything at all, but she doesn't have a boss who will say, "You didn't submit this in the 7 days, and so we're not going to." She needs a boss, and the boss can't be the commission.
So that's
the boss can't be. You know, the boss there has to be a. That's what they're missing there.
Technically, the buildings.
There's no. But is
and
he?
He's only there part time.
Yeah.
So the thing is, if you have in the application. And well, you have the date it's submitted.
Well,
that's the only thing. Then all we
you
got.
You know, I'm all for work. That, Albert. You guys all know I'm a big. I did it when I was zoning officer here for 10 years. I had it right on the application. Okay, didn't get any pushback from anybody. We got to get Brian Lima to okay that, because him and Ryan are Well, you can't do that. Can't put a time limit on it. The statute says the application is received, the date of the next regularly scheduled meeting, and they can put the application.
But the argument you make is we're managing within the 65 days. But no, you can put time limits on things within the 65 days. You can do that. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to do something. It just says we want a 7-day limit. Now, you also, it can also be written, the policy can be written that the commission can override that and say, we know we got it late, but it's only changing this little thing. We all understand it. We're going to go with it, right? But if the guy comes in with a big change and you don't agree that it's right, then now you have options to do what you want to do. But you can still have, because you're tight, you're still working within a 65 day. Nobody's saying that they can't walk in the night of and give you a revision, right? They can't.
That's different. That's different. But the initial application, but that's where I wanted the 7 days ahead of time.
Well, but now you have that on because now you just received them. And you're not being asked to act on them the first night. The first night they're received. The
clock starts ticking.
That's when the clock starts ticking.
Yeah.
And then that's when your 7-day changes start to take place after that.
You got the information.
Huh?
You got the information as he's
the clock starts ticking the date of a regularly scheduled meeting.
Right.
So after you receive it.
And is submitted.
Yeah.
Not received. Yeah. Submitted. Okay.
Submitted.
Submitted. So they could come in the night of the meeting and say, I got an application before the meeting.
Yeah.
And they have to receive it.
We do receive it.
You can receive it.
We don't act on it. We just say here. Okay,
we got it.
Now the clock starts to.
Right. And now your 7-day limitations come into effect. That if they change, because it's for revisions, not for the even the words we talked about said revisions to the site plan, revisions to the data and information prevented have to be 7 days ahead of time.
And this is Mark Arfalo. I mean, I think that there's no question about it. I agree with Bill's point. Like I was listening. I agree with Bill's point. You have to set a policy. There is no policy. And what we've seen in the last bunch of years is extreme abuse of the system.
Right.
So, Dave, you were there. You should be pushing, but you should be pushing for a formal policy harder than anybody.
Ryan Lehman, Ryan McAvoy, not.
Matter of fact, you used those words. Policy. You used it at the last meeting.
You need a written policy because obviously certain people can't act in good faith. They don't act in good faith. They didn't act in good faith. It just happened. It happens so many times.
It's happening tonight. If I heard you correctly, it's happening tonight.
So my point is, there is staff. Like there is staff that could do it. Like you don't need to make excuses for anybody. There's staff there. There's staff to do it. That's their job. They should be doing it. And then I'm the last one. So if I'm cut out, if I make it uncomfortable at the meetings, sorry, I don't care. Because there are policies, there's basic policies and standard practices. If people don't want to follow it, then that's on them. That's on them. And they don't follow it because there's no policy.
What if they turn around and say they're violating state statute?
You're not. The state statute only talks about the 65 days. It does not talk about any time limits or restrictions that you put within the 65-day limit. I've read the regulations. Maybe there's something in there I haven't figured out yet, but there's nothing in there that says that you can't set a policy on that. That does not violate state statute.
You're saying, Bill, within the 7 days right after the application is received by the Planning and Zoning Commission, we could tell the applicant that any revisions have to be done within that 7-day period post our
that
seat of the application.
So there's caveats on that. The caveat would be not any, so significant changes. So if you have big changes you make to it, if you don't submit them 7 days ahead of time, you're at risk. And that's how you word this. You're at risk that it won't, that you, that will cancel the hearing or you, we won't, or it'll be delayed.
I guess we could probably float that by Corporation Council.
But that is not in violation of any statutes at all. You could set conditions. You're doing that with this. You're setting conditions on these applications. You're saying what you want. You're saying how it has to be written. So now you're putting a time limit on.
But this is all this is all consistent with our zoning regulations. There's not a thing.
Right. So that's the key. So you put the 7-day limit in your zoning regulations, and now you become consistent.
Like you're the one that it seems like to be talking against it, and you'd be the one that's in favor of it.
I am.
You got to pull the trigger.
So in support of a 7-day.
But don't let the lawyers intimidate you.
But I was shot down at the last.
By the membership. Like so, the membership. The corporation council doesn't overrule the thing.
Well, if he says it's not legal.
Remember what I told you: lawyers don't decide; they advise.
No.
You decide. We'll
bring it up again tonight.
But I mean, you got to stick to your guns.
So that
policy has to come out of your mouth again. You did a great job of introducing it. Stay on that theme.
I think what the big hang up was that we all agreed that it was a minor change that we would consider it.
Is this all your stuff?
And not say it's got to be.
This is all mine. Yeah.
You'll bring it over?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. And so it doesn't have to be that much.
Okay.
But then it becomes when you get.
At times, we only got 10 minutes left.
What's my
you guys gotta go to work well anyway it's gonna come out the way you're gonna come out. At the minimum it goes on the application. I believe you need a regulation. I think then you can enforce it, and I think the thing to emphasize is you're not violating the 65-day window. You're not taking away anybody's rights. All you're saying is you got a time limit on submission of changes, and that is not unreasonable.
Okay.
That's not unreasonable.
Okay.
And that's why Ryan doesn't want it, because Ryan would have to submit his stuff 7 days ahead of time too, right? So he doesn't want to get strung up on that. And again, lawyers don't want any limitations. So that's their minds. That's where they're coming from, right? So
okay. I think,
so zero know, in I'm on that.
Understanding that a little bit better.
So
it's not for the submission of an application. It's for the submission of
revisions, changes to the application. That's the problem I see.
Right, and that's a lot of stuff they'd like to do last minute.
Right.
And put you on the hook. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Believe me. I was on both sides of that. I used to do that at work, right? If I wanted a capital appropriation, I never gave the boss as much chance to think about it. I was hitting it. So anyway, again, policy. You had it nailed when you started. I was surprised you didn't. I was watching the tape, and I'm saying, where is he?
But I think that you just need to submit your recommendation in complete and have it as a recommendation of this committee to adopt it as a formal policy. You can't have a conversation with 9 people.
True.
Six of whom have not been party to this discussion. You're empowered to come up with recommendations and get into the details. And once it's ready, I mean, I guess you could have it should be reviewed by Corporation Counsel. You know, to confirm that everything is set. But in the end, it's a policy decision. And that's what the board's responsibility is. I mean, how many times there were times where they would accept something that night and act on it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but that's not, again, for me, part of it is process, but also it's equity and fairness for everybody to know what's going on.
Exactly.
So it's really not that complicated, because what you're asking, you're not asking for something extraordinary. You're asking for something that's not unreasonable, and it makes common sense. And normal professional people would do it that way.
Right. Yes.
And on the same side of that, boards in any other town, Paul, you've had experience with this. Boards in any other towns, if they pulled that kind of stuff, like try to pull a fast one, they go, no.
We'll reject the application.
But they won't. We won't. Because you have people, you just saw it. You just saw it in the last couple months. You just saw it. We can't be, we can't be there. We can't be against business. We can't do this. You're not the Economic Development Commission.
That's right.
You're the Planning and Zoning Commission.
So they have to comply to the regulations. That's it. There's no more conversation.
Well, once you start making exceptions to that, boy, you're down a slippery slope.
Okay. So time check. We got 8 minutes left. Been a spirited meeting. I've enjoyed it. I'm focused on one of my focuses tonight was to say, how do we bring this subcommittee to a conclusion? Partly because
you're going away.
I'm going away in January, and I'm going to be gone for 2 months. It's not that I wouldn't be willing to continue to participate, but that starts to become a problem sooner or later when I'm not around.
But what? But what else do you need to?
We've got to do the subdivision regulations.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that's a. But
we're going to need to hire a professional.
So we need to have a separate meeting about that. So I would like to make that the focus of the next meeting.
We got to get through leaks first.
Well, we got to get this approved. I think this.
We didn't have to talk about
this. What you said earlier on in the meeting, I'm sorry to interrupt, sorry. But I thought what you said was you're done, essentially, right?
We're sending them out for...
No, for a comment. So you're going to send it to the board for comment, should ask the Corporation Council to comment, and then next month you go over the comments, right?
These three documents.
We've got two different documents for each one.
Right.
This subcommittee should have discussed them tonight, decided where we stand on these two documents, and then submitted to the board.
With a recommendation.
Right. That's how a subcommittee works.
Oh, I that's not what's being done. I'm sorry.
Well, there was changes made that we just discovered.
Well, then you gotta get right. Update them and then send them to the board. Because there's no point in talking. What are you going to talk about tonight? There's nothing to talk. If you're just handing them out.
If you don't want to hand them out, then
no,
pull them back.
No, hand out the revised documents.
But you added stuff tonight.
Huh?
Did you add stuff tonight?
Well, it was added, I guess, during the week or something. I don't know.
But is that what
That's what's out there. Yeah. So let those comments come in. And then based on that, there's probably going to be no comments.
Right. But part of it, in my opinion, my observation, because I've listened and been at these meetings, you got to drive to get it done. It's like.
Well, they all got emailed last month.
No, I'm not talking. Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about here. To Albert's point,
if it's not ready, then it's not ready.
Or if
it's not ready, then make the documents ready and then get them to Lisa, and then Lisa will distribute copies. That's what you have to do
in advance of the meeting. I know that there was they were opposed to getting stuff before the meeting, which is absurd. But
so if it's not ready,
they have almost.
I thought we were ready, but if we're not ready, then we won't be ready. We'll pull the documents back.
No, they're going to get the comments that were made in the revised copy. They have until next month to make their comments. Based on their comments, we'll make a recommendation.
So, Dave, what you're doing is you're confusing. Are you saying the revised comments are what the committee recommends?
No, revised comments are the ones that they're going to review tonight. They're not making any recommendations.
That is what the subcommittee's job is. To do was to come up with a document,
right,
and submit it
I agree with you, Mel.
To the whole committee and say, this is what we recommend, not to send three documents to him, say, okay, now let's have the whole committee discuss it.
Now we did have a meeting where we agreed we were going to send the documents to the commission. We did have we made a motion at a meeting, right, and we said we were going to send it, email the documents. We're going to and they got sent out.
They didn't get sent
out. Well, I sent out documents because I thought I was sending them out. Yeah. All right. So if that's not the documents we want to use, then we take them back.
They're already out. That's the problem.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Didn't you email them to the whole board?
But nobody did anything with them. So as far as I'm concerned, nothing happened. So if that's the case, then withdraw the documents.
If you haven't heard of these, is that no comment? I guess that's the question to answer.
Well, with this particular audience, it's been my experience that if you don't give them a paper copy, you don't get a reaction anyway. So if we give them, that was the whole purpose of giving them paper copies tonight, was to get a reaction. But if you don't want to do that, then don't give them the paper copies. And I'm telling you what you have to do is revise, make the document look the way you want it to look, send it to Lisa and have it submitted to them next meeting.
I guess the question is, can we make a recommendation of the document? We feel that the revisions.
We didn't discuss it. We didn't discuss the revisions that were in. And
I don't know what we even seen.
By the way, I said all these documents I've sent to everyone.
No, I know that, but I did not. I didn't realize that changes were. I don't even know what they are. They might be good changes for me, but I haven't had a chance to.
Most of it was just combining everything into one Word document, because what we had was all separate pages. So I tried to combine everything into one Word document and incorporate changes that we talked about in the meeting. And then I sent those documents out to this group and didn't hear anything. So I figured we were okay. And that's what I was going with. So I'm telling you what happened. But if you don't like that, then that's fine. Pull the plug on everything. But I'm telling you what needs to be done from now on is that everything goes to someone who's responsible for editing the document and can maintain revision control on the document, because that's what's going on here. We don't have good revision control. So any changes that get made by anybody have to go to that person who's doing the revision control. Can't go to Gino, can't go to me, can't go to separate people, can't go to Brian, has to go to that person, and that person distributes it to everybody. That's how it has to work.
So, Bill, let me just give you a history. These documents have been floating around since April. I submitted them in April, and it goes, oh, that looks great. That was the extent of comments. Brian sent back his edit. I incorporate that. I redistributed them to the committee. Last month, I redistributed the document again as it stood to the committee. And I said, I've sent it out by email a couple times and it reconfigures itself on you guys. So Gino said, give me the document. I will scan it and submit it.
So what do you want to, Al, what do you want to do?
I want, right now, you've got your revisions and we've got the original document. If you want the whole...
No, it's not what I want. It's what you guys want. What do you want to do?
I don't even know what the revisions are.
My suggestion was, because this was what the subcommittee's responsibility was, to develop a document and talk among ourselves, come up with what we suggested, and then submit to the board.
We agree.
That was it. And then they had this document that we suggested, and then they had the opportunity to take that finished document and say yes or no to that comment.
So what you have to do, if that's what you want to do, you have to withdraw all the documents except for the checklist tonight. Take all that stuff back. And don't discuss the applications. Then come up with the application the way you want it to look, and then we'll talk about it.
Bill, do you know what the changes actually were?
Most of it was editorial. Like I said,
there was something on the checklist. I know that.
So there's a paragraph, I guess, that's not on the checklist. And again,
the heading at the top.
It was any major.
But that's what I did is I tried to fit things on the document.
The things that I said, that I explained why it was written the way it was written, was that a lot of these attachments are used for multiple documents.
Correct.
There's no sense in having the same attachment with a different header every time, which changed format. Every single thing I had was fit on one page. You wouldn't have to extend it to another page. Everything fit on the page. And also listed what that attachment was and the attachment number. So when you go for an application and you got seven attachments, and he says, well, you only need 1, 4,
right,
5, and 3. To me, it's a lot easier. You just check off. That's the thing you do. You don't get seven attachments. And all he does is pull up, okay, give me attachment 2, 3, 4.
Sure.
And that's it.
Yeah,
and it's good for at least three different zoning applications so far that I've seen.
So
what changed?
What I'm saying is, all I'm trying to do is get this over with. We need to bring it to a conclusion, and the meeting needs to conclude because you guys got to go to work.
Yeah.
So take the applications back, revise them the way you want them. Get them to somebody who's going to have revision control. I don't want revision control anymore because I take full responsibility. I host it up. So do that. And then we can talk about in November's meeting. We'll discuss the applications again.
All right.
So that's what you have to do.
To get these things done because the application that we have before is
turned. You guys are ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody need the old copy?
No, I have it. You
have it. Okay.
So I'm going to log out so you could log in the next meeting.
Yep.
Do we need a motion to adjourn?
Yes, we need a motion to adjourn.
To adjourn.
I'll second. All right.
I don't need it, honestly. Okay. I have I got plenty of electronic versions. I'm only interested in the one that. I'm only interested in the one that you're going to send.
Just say for the record,
sorry. We adjourn at 7:03 p.m.